USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Violent crime falling in the United States for a second straight year. The FBI's just released 2018 Crime in the U.S. report, showing that the estimated number of violent crimes dropped by more than 3% from 2017. Attorney General William Barr giving credit to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which he says packs a powerful punch by combining advanced data with local leadership. Meanwhile, a mysterious vaping illness is on the rise in the United States.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands, at least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states, and more deaths under investigation.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Senator and presidential hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders still off the campaign trail after undergoing surgery for a blocked artery in his heart. He had complained about chest pain earlier this week, and his wife Jane Sanders was asked about his condition by reporters outside the Las Vegas hospital where he's recuperating.
I'm not a doctor. I can tell you that the campaign said, and it's very clear, that's what I heard, that a blockage put in one artery and they put in two stents. It's very common.
Campaign officials say Sanders will participate in the upcoming Democratic debate in Ohio. A U.S. envoy is reportedly meeting with the Taliban. Reuters says a Taliban delegation did sit down with the U.S. representative for Afghanistan in Pakistan yesterday, the first known contact between the two sides since President Trump called off talks last month after the Taliban staged an attack in Kabul that killed a U.S. service member. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and his son Hunter should be investigated for their business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards and understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And if you believe in polls, President Trump's job approval numbers higher than what Americans apparently think of him as a person, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That's the finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.